There's a big shaila on our sugi. We had a whole sugi regarding Bein HaBunayim. Mincha material stuck between his fingers, in the seam, is it considered as part of the kmitza? Is it not? We had a whole discussion about it. If you take a look at the Rambam, we find no mention of this shaila. He doesn't seem to be concerned at all regarding material stuck between fingers. And the question is, why? The Achronim seek to answer the Rambam as follows. You see, at the end of the sugi, we have Rav Papa, who tells us, what is kmitza? What defines a masa kmitza? Pshitali mulay kumtzai could it come to inchi, the way it's typically done. This is a very general description. The way it's generally done. Oh, say the Achronim. The Rambam held, once Rav Papa presented that as the requirement, that's considered the guideline for kmitza, the way people do it. That changes the equation. It changes the halach, changes the sugya altogether. Just go ahead and make a scoop the way it's done. That's it. We're not concerned about this material, that material between the fingers, other fingers. Whatever it is, it's part of the kmitza. The way it's done, typically, is considered kmitza. And it's all kasha. In fact, the Rambam concludes, even if he does it sideways, upside down, all these shayas of the Gemara, well, it's not the proper way to do it, but the other works. Once again, the Rambam seems to be following this line. Kmitza is the way it's done. No, we're not so meticulous, not so exact about the way it's meant to be done. Just do a scoop, just do a kmitza, and it's considered kasha v'aktar. We discussed the concept of suffik. So early in the Gemara we said, Bein HaBunayim is a suffik. And Tosis points out that when the Gemara concludes that it's suffik, what the Gemara really means to say is, there's no way of verifying the suffik. There's no way of achieving clarity. Bevadei suffik hu vein adam yochel lo'olam lamadilav. There's no way of verifying the suffik. Why? Explains the Ritva. It's like Ben HaShemashes. It has a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The Gemara Shabbos says, Ben HaShemashes is Safek Yoyim, Safek Laila. Ritva apparently learns, it's not either this or that. It's a combined entity. It has an element of day in it, an element of night. It's Be'etzim a Safek. It's an unverifiable Safek. Here as well, the material stuck Bein HaBunayim is considered partially within his hands, partially outside. It's a Safek. It's an absolute Safek. It's in essence a suffix which cannot be verified. Now, once we mention the suffix Ben HaShemashes, you know, the interesting Radbaz. This is a great chiddush. He's speaking about a case of an infant born Friday afternoon, very close to Ben HaShemashes. Now, for some reason, they couldn't verify whether it was actually Friday or it was already Ben HaShemashes when he was born. The question is regarding the Yom HaMilah. When is the eighth day? Is it the next Friday? If it was born Friday, Mila is Friday. If it was born Shabbos, Mila is Shabbos. How do we approach it? So generally, says Radbaz, you would say a sfeik in this case. Well, it's a suffix Friday. So that's one side that the Mila is meant to take place on Friday. And even if it's Ben HaShemashes, well, Ben HaShemashes carries within it Tutsdadim. It's either day, which means it's Friday, or night, which means it's Shabbos. So basically, it's two against one. Sfeik sfeik. In which case, you would conclude, perhaps, that the Mila takes place Friday. You have more reason to believe that it's Friday than Shabbos. Why? Sfeik sfeik. Suffolk that it's Friday. And even if it happened Ben HaShemashes, but Ben HaShemashes in itself can perhaps be Friday. In which case, you apply the concept of sfeik sfeik, and you assume it's Friday. But, says Radvaz, it won't work. If we follow this mode of reason, this ritva, that Ben HaShemashes is a combined entity. It's not either Friday or Shabbos. It really has three possibilities. We have three options. It can either be Friday, or it can be considered Shabbos, or it can be considered a combined entity of Friday and Shabbos. The three tzadim in Ben HaShemashes. Therefore, he says, we have no longer a sfeik sfeik. Why? Let's go through it again. We don't know when the child was born. Friday. Or was it already Ben HaShemashes? So what did we say? Sfeik sfeik, that is Friday. Because if it was Friday before Ben HaShemashes, it's Friday. And even if perhaps it was Ben HaShemashes, but Ben HaShemashes itself has a 50% chance of being Friday. So you have a double suffix. 2 hours pointing in Friday's direction, and the meal is Friday. But if Ben Hashmashes carries three possible definitions, it's either Friday or Shabbos or a third option. It's a Friday Shabbos combo. It's a combined entity, a Friday and Shabbos together. In this case, well, you have a suffix, maybe it was Friday or Ben Hashmashes, it's fine. Now, if it's Ben Hashmashes, you have two tzadim to say that it was Shabbos. Why? It can either be Friday, Ben Hashmashes can have a dinner Friday, or can have a dinner of Shabbos, or a combined Friday Shabbos entity, in which case it's also somewhat Shabbos and not Friday. So you ruled out by the majority. There's no such fake here. You're going to say, well, either it was Friday, that's one tzad, or even if it was Ben Hashmashes, maybe it's still Friday. But you can't say, you have no right to say that because you have two factors against you. Two tzadim saying, no, it's not Friday. Because Ben Hashmashes can either be strictly Shabbos, in which case it's not Friday, or it could be a combined entity of Friday and Shabbos, in which case it's again no longer purely Friday. So you have two factors saying that it's Shabbos, not Friday. In which case you can't assume the Ben Hashmashes is Friday. He says the Radbaz, if so, you can't assume that the Milo is Friday, you have to wait till following Sunday. You can't bring it next Shabbos either, because if he was born on Friday and he can't do the Milo on Shabbos, you have to wait till the following Sunday.